It is 12:42, and as promised, we have got Dr. Elwin Taylor on the phone. Good afternoon, Elwin.
Well, good afternoon, Duane. I hope you're enjoying a pleasant sunny day.
Yeah, we are. In fact, we're seeing sunshine today. Looks like it's in the forecast today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then Thursday, a little bit of a chance of rain and snow in the forecast. So we're definitely going to take the next 3 days of sunshine, no doubt about that.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to complain about it. But most places in Iowa have some snow on the ground. That makes you feel like winter. And the driveways and the roads seem to be clear, at least in the places that I have seen. And so if the wind should come up, it shouldn't move the snow around that we have, because it's not in a powdery condition, at least in the places that I've seen. 6 to 10 day outlook is interesting. We anticipate that the temperature will be near normal for this time of year, but to our west, and that's significant, we anticipate the temperature will be warmer than usual. How far to the west? Well, that would be our immediate neighbors. In fact, they've drawn the line right on the state line. The weather doesn't necessarily obey the state line rule, but it's just a good place to draw it sometimes. But still, there is a river there on the west side of Iowa, and a lot of times that is where one storm stops and the favorable weather continues on the other side, for example. At least that's what we think right now. We anticipate that the temperatures during the next week will be warmer than usual west of Iowa and west of Minnesota. Normal temperatures for Missouri, Iowa, and Minnesota through the 20th of the month. And as far as precipitation, about normal for this time of year. And that isn't a very high odds for precipitation. They do anticipate it will be on the stormier side up in Montana and in North Dakota and near the Rocky Mountains in general, all the way from Colorado to the Canadian border. And, well, with that in the outlook for the next 2 weeks, I don't think we have very much to complain about as far as winter goes. I've been seeing a lot of people out walking here in Ames on the streets and the sidewalks, and they've got the path cleared around the lake on the north side of town where people like to go to that really favorite park in the Ames area and walk around the lakes and enjoy the environment.
Yeah, and you were talking about snow over parts of Iowa. I've been kind of watching social media here, and it looks like parts of the South have gotten some snow over the last day or so. I think Tennessee and Texas were two states that I noticed got snow. Is that common for this time of year, Elwin?
Well, it's common to get snow. It's uncommon for it to stay, and that will not be staying down there, because the storm that came through and brought the snow hit fairly warm ground, and so it's melting from the bottom in a hurry, and the conditions will be warming about as soon as this breaks in the snow and more trees and soil and roads are clear. It will warm up quite quickly down there.
Now, are we going to see any effects from that storm here in Iowa?
It doesn't look like it as we look at the weather picture right now. The 7-day forecast does tell us that we will have the chance of snow and wind on Thursday and Thursday night, followed by mostly cloudy. That's the next little storm coming in from Canada. I say little storm because it's only a 30% chance, about one chance in three, that we will have significant measurable snow in all of Iowa and our neighbors. So it just isn't the kind of thing we worry a whole lot about as far as winter goes around here, unless it exactly hits a snowy condition at the time you wanted to do something. That would be Thursday, as I was mentioning. Friday and Saturday. Friday night will still be cloudy, but by Saturday we're expecting clear skies, high temperature, maybe a little bit below freezing, 30 degrees or so. Still cold at night, with 15 degrees, maybe 13, as we look ahead. But I don't think anyone will complain about that for winter in Iowa this time of year, especially when we see that the forecast for the next 2 weeks is not really harsh. It is normal for this time of year. And harsh isn't unnormal, but nevertheless, we don't anticipate the harsh side of normal being a problem during the next 2 weeks.
Right. Now, are you keeping your eye on any bigger weather patterns right now or anything that kind of sticks out right now?
Nothing that's real dramatic. I've been looking at some of the pictures of what's going on around the North Pole, around the Arctic Circle, and, of course, across the 48-state area of the United States. And it does seem like on the mild side of what we would normally expect for winter in all of those places that really do influence what's happening now and what will be happening in the next few weeks. And no, it wouldn't be a surprise if I was all wrong on those things, but at least the hints are right now that we've got a couple of weeks that really aren't too bad for the what is usually the harshest time of winter. And it won't be too many weeks until we're past that season.
Excellent. Well, that's the best news of all, I think, right there. So so that's pretty cool. La Nina, El Nino, anything kind of swinging the pendulum there at all?
It's still staying at the La Nina side, meaning things can be on the extreme, and that can be extreme either way. It's just a greater variability of the weather as far away from the equator as we are. When we have El Nino, it tends to give us a favorable side this time of year. But the La Nina, it really does turn loose for the weather to do whatever the will of the wisp says, you might say. But it does open the doors. It doesn't necessarily mean bad, though.
Right, right. Hey, I was going to ask you, too, last week we kind of talked about all the fog and stuff we had. Are there any wives' tales out there that have to do with fog right now and when spring weather will be here?
Well, of course, the big traditional thing is if we've got fog in January in Iowa, that we're going to have a wet spring. And, of course, that is a good wives' tale. There's some science behind it as well. If we've got fog in Iowa in January and early February, that means that there is moist, warm air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. What's it doing here this time of year? It'd be causing fog. And if there's already a good flow of moisture and warm air from the Gulf in January and early February, that often means that we'll have an earlier spring, because after all, our spring and our summer are strongly influenced by what's coming up from the south.
All right. Well, very good. Well, Ellen, is there anything else you want to add here before I let you go today?
I think that about covers the things that we're looking at right now. And as I look out the window and see mostly clear sky, just a little bit of clouds, fair weather clouds floating around here and there, mostly at high altitude, it makes people go out and take a walk. And I can look out my window and see people doing just that. I hope you're enjoying the weather in your part of the state.
Well, very good. Well, Ellen, as always, we appreciate your time today, and we'll talk again next week.
I'll look forward to that. I'm wishing everyone the best.
All right. Very good. Again, Dr. Ellen Taylor this afternoon, 12:51. I will take a break. We'll come back with a market wrap here before 1:00.